Aloha and welcome to the Hawaii Family Forum Triple F podcast. Triple F stands for Faith, Family, and Freedom. Hawaii Family Forum has worked alongside the faith-based community in Hawaii since 1998. Join us on our journey as we work toward a Hawaii where God is honored, religious freedom flourishes, families thrive, and life is cherished. Aloha and welcome to the Hawaii Family Forum podcast, the Triple F podcast, Faith, Family, and Freedom. And I'm sitting once again with attorney Jim Hochberg, and we're jumping into the second question that is going to be on the November ballot. And this one is a constitutional amendment question. You all know Jim Hochberg, but if you want to know more about him, you can click on the link below that will have his bio. Okay, so the question that's going to be before you on the ballot.
Shall the legislature be authorized to establish, as provided by law, a surcharge on investment real property to be used to support public education?
Okay, so break it down for them as they're looking, because these questions are never easy for the regular person to understand them.
And a human being has the ability to comprehend information over the course of time and to recall information that it comprehended previously and import it into the information they're looking at on the ballot. And don't do that. Don't do that. Don't bring any info that's not in the question. So you have to read the question word by word, clause by clause, and exclude any concept you might have that's not included. When this question was going through the legislative process in 2018 to get passed, to be put on the ballot, we heard discussion about what they were talking about. It included things like, this is only going to be high-end rental residential property. Okay? That didn't make it in the end. That has nothing to do with what this is talking about.
So that's what they're going to hear, though. They're going to hear people saying, oh, we're just talking about this particular group of homeowners.
Well, if that's what people say in support of this amendment, they're lying. That is not, that language got taken out.
Okay, you're hearing it first on this podcast,
people. Yeah, it was part of the bill, and when the bill finished the process and came out, it was no longer part of the bill. All the bill said was, shall the legislature be authorized to establish, as provided by law, a surcharge on investment real property to be used to support public education. So real quickly, I want to talk about each one of those clauses. The first clause is, shall the legislature be authorized to establish? So what that tells me is, currently the legislature is not authorized to establish whatever it is the rest of this question is asking.
Well, I want to jump in real quick because this is something voters can understand. When we did the constitutional amendment question in 1998, that was the question. Shall the legislature
have the power to reserve marriage to opposite-sex
right.
couples?
And so we gave that power to the legislature.
But unlike other states on the mainland at that time, their constitutional amendment said, shall marriage be defined as a union between one man and one woman? If that had been given to us in Hawaii and we had passed that, there would be no same-sex marriage. That's not what we were given. Which is why, if you go back and listen to the other podcast, we need initiative, referendum, recall, and term limits that we could get out of a con. The legislature is asking you to amend the Constitution to give them power they don't currently have. So what they're saying is, please give us a new power. And then they say that we will exercise that new power, quote unquote, as provided by law. What that means, but what they didn't say is, what the legislature does year in and year out from January to May is pass laws. They're the legislature. They're the lawmakers. So what they're saying is, give us this power, and in the future, between January and May, any given year, every single year, every other year, whenever they do it, they will pass a new law exercising the power they don't currently have that they're asking for.
So this isn't a one-time power that's just going to give them specifically what they're asking for. We're giving them a blank check.
Correct. And then they go on to say, if you give us this power that we're going to exercise in the future, could be every year, to make what they're calling a surcharge, which I've talked to a lot of people. They think that means like a tip when you're in the restaurant. Well, it's not. It's a tax. But they intentionally pick surcharge as the word to put in there. They could have put the word tax, but nobody likes taxes. So they use surcharge so that those of us that don't know that a surcharge is a tax might vote yes.
So if I change the question now to say that, it's shall the legislature be authorized to establish as provided by law a tax on investment real property?
Yeah, that's what it means. And then it says on investment real property. Well, you know, that's not actually a defined concept in Hawaii law. The IRS has investment real property definitions. The counties do for real property tax purposes. The state of Hawaii doesn't actually have a definition in law of investment real property. So the question is, what do they mean by investment real property? And the answer is, hold on, after they have the power to make this tax, they're going to define investment real property in there as provided by law future actions. So let's use our own common sense. An investment means something that you pay for that you hope becomes more valuable. So it's not lettuce that you buy at the grocery store because you're going to eat it. It's going to disappear. It's not clothing. Well, I'm not a clothes hog, so it could be, I guess. But the clothes that I buy never go up in value. So investment means you're expecting a higher return in the future than what you paid for it. And they're applying that to real property. So there's an understanding that, well, at least investment real property wouldn't be your primary residence. Investment real property is property that you don't live in, that you rent to somebody else, if we're talking residential. But it's going to be up to the legislature to make that decision later, because it wouldn't surprise me a bit if they say, well, everybody that lives in their home that they bought expects it to go up in value. That is also investment real property. We're not going to exclude primary residences. But it also doesn't say residential real property. Investment real property is not, by the language, limited to residential property. It includes ag land, it includes commercial, industrial. So what they want to do is be given the power in the future to tax all the real property they can get their taxes on, which means the price of everything is going to go up. If you rent residential property, the tenants are going to be paying that new tax. If you use your land to grow papayas, the papaya buyers are going to be paying that new tax. If you have a gas station, the land that your gas station, you're going to add that tax and the gas buyers are going to pay it. So this is going to cause the increase in everything we buy, and that's called inflation. So then the next clause is they want to be able to make this tax to be used to support public education. Now, the Department of Education, the teachers' unions are all in favor of this. But there's nothing in the language of this proposed amendment that says the Department of Education is going to get one penny more than they currently get, or that it's going to go into the teachers' salaries or into the classroom or anything. What actually does to support public education mean? It means whatever the legislature in the future, while they're doing their lawmaking, is going to decide. So it could be that the $1 billion two-year budget for the Department of Education that currently exists, I'm picking that number, I don't know that it's accurate, could be completely diverted to the rail, and this new tax that raises replacement $2 billion could be put into the Department of Education budget for a net zero gain, although we all pay $2 billion in new taxes. Or it doesn't even have to be that sneaky. It could be all put into the Department of Education's budget, but not go into the classroom or teacher salaries.
Now, here's a question that I've been asked about this. On people actually looking into this because they're already seeing ads run, you know, saying support this, support this. Is it possible that money could be put into the Department of Education to support sex education programs that are antithetical to what Christians believe.
Absolutely.
So even if the money does go in the way they're describing it, it could be for something that we as faith-based people don't agree with.
And that raises another interesting con problem. The Constitution of the State of Hawaii has an entire article on public education. And it says that there's one state education system. We're the only state in the country that doesn't provide public education on the local level, which is why the local real property taxes on the mainland fund education. You pay for it locally, you control it locally. One of the arguments in favor of allowing the state of Hawaii to tax real property to support public education is, well, that's the way everyone else does it. Well, that's right. But not one other place has a state education system. And so it's important to realize that that argument is false. The fact that they're going to use the real property tax, which is a local county tax, to fund public education, it's putting money into the state education system. So if we have a con and they want to have real property tax funding education, the public education provisions of the state constitution can take it out of the state's hand and put it in the county's hand like it is in all the other states.
So basically you've gone through this, the question, and these are strong reasons why people should vote no.
Correct. I would vote no.
And vote no. So we only got a couple of minutes left. You had mentioned to me off audio about a week ago why you normally vote no on any constitutional amendment questions. Can you share that?
Sure. So the way I look at it is I hold the political power under the state constitution. People elect people to work at the legislature. In their work, they come up with the words on the ballot that they want us to approve because we hold the political power. They don't. And so my philosophy is it's their duty to give me a question to vote on that is very easy to understand what it means, why we need it, and what it's going to do. And with respect to this question specifically, do you know what nobody's asked anybody in any of the process?
What's that?
What do we really need to fix the public education system in Hawaii?
And why couldn't they go directly to the legislature with this request?
Well, I think the public education people, they don't want to answer the question. They don't want to be asked, so their friends don't ask them. But creating new power of the legislature to tax real property to support public education hasn't even asked the question, what's wrong with our public education system? What would fix it? Just pouring more money, if that's even what they're going to do, which I don't think it is, even pouring more money isn't going to solve anything because they haven't even asked what the problem is.
You know, this is a really good point, and maybe we can try to find out on a future podcast, you know, what is the issues that the Department of Education is having, or what do they really need funding for? Because maybe there's something that can be handled differently than doing this through a constitutional amendment. So, as we close this wonderful podcast, I'd like to thank Jim for giving his time and sharing his mana'o on this. Again, he's recommending strongly that you vote no on the constitutional amendment question. He is recommending strongly, if you listen to the other podcast, that you vote yes on the con question and then you stay plugged in. So, dear listener, make sure you're registered to vote and that you actually cast your vote on election day. No matter what side of the political aisle you are, everybody agrees that this election is an important one, and you must get to the polls and raise your voice. Mahalo for listening. See you next time.
Aloha.
Aloha. We appreciate spending time with you today on this episode of our Triple F podcast. Visit us on the web at hawaiifamilyforum.org for more information on how we can partner with you, our church community. Mahalo for your continued support of our ministry. Join us again next time.